the show today, we have Advantage Digital's very own Ben Weismer talking about how can credit unions use data to support and grow their lending business. Really good stuff here from Ben, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Advantage Digital's very own Ben Weismer. Ben, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Michael. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it. Hey, we're talking about a pretty cool topic here, and that is how can credit unions use data to support and grow their lending business? Because as we know, credit unions are really looking to ramp up their lending efforts this year after, what, a year and a half of massive deposits? Hey, it's time to lend. So you guys are here to help out in that respect. So I'm going to pose the first question to you here, Ben. So how has COVID, speaking of, or the pandemic impacted credit unions in general and lenders specifically in terms of data analytics? So this is kind of a loaded question to start off with, but I think you can handle it, Ben.
Yeah, great question. So, you know, like most businesses and industries, credit unions and data analytics really got a major boost during COVID Businesses really tried to wrap their arms around the fast changing needs of consumers. Credit unions took the same approach. We had a lot of partners really decide to accelerate their data roadmaps and objectives so they could become more nimble, more personalized, and really continue to walk that line between the human and digital environment. And credit union lenders specifically are really leaning into this. They've been especially disrupted during the pandemic, like you were mentioning, from the moratoriums on payments or relief programs like PPP to the crazy housing environment. There's a really strong need for insights into borrower behaviors right now, and data is a great way to answer those questions.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah, data is what makes the world go round right now, I think. So can't swing a cat these days without talking about data. So, hey, having said that, though, what might lenders be missing when it comes to analytics? Is there anything that they might be overlooking?
So, you know, I think one thing that we come across a lot is working with partners that are looking to boil the ocean all at once. That you have to have a huge data warehouse and a massive data science team, really sophisticated analytic engines to be able to take advantage of data and gain the insights. And that's simply not true. There's small incremental steps you can take, basic analysis that can produce really incredible, powerful insights for credit unions. And we're seeing a lot of credit unions take that approach. And I'd argue it's a more successful approach than trying to solve everything all at once.
Agreed. Oh my gosh, agreed. Yeah, because that can be a really daunting, intimidating task if you want to, like you said, boil the whole ocean. It's like, where do we start? No, yeah, small increments for sure. Hey, what about emerging member and market trends has data uncovered that lenders should be aware of in this area right now?
Yeah, so several examples come to mind. One that I'll hit on is as we see consumers' preferences shift from face-to-face borrowing channels to digital channels, application abandonment rates are getting a lot of attention. Right. What are our members doing in the online borrowing channel? And usually it's negative, but here's the deal. I think the online channel is, by its nature, something that's geared towards self-help and self-service for members. Mm-hmm. So it's really easy for a member to stop whenever they're inclined to do so. And just because a member stops or leaves your website, it doesn't necessarily mean that they've abandoned their activities or objectives with you. Right. They may just be at the early stages of their shopping journey. They might have gotten everything they need from your payment calculator and want to talk to a spouse or a partner or a friend and then re-engage. So we are really advising our credit union partners to dig into that digital lending user metrics and look at things like, is your digital lending solution reporting abandonment rates? We work with a lot of credit unions who don't even know what their abandonment rates
are. Oh, wow.
So first, you know, do you have the line of sight through Google Analytics or other platform metrics to be able to track that? Mm-hmm. Does the abandonment rate look the same across all user types? Are there adjustments that can be made to give you a truer picture of who's leaving and why? So how do you connect different user sessions to the same user. So you can really understand actual abandonment rate rather than someone, you know, coming and getting partway through the process, leaving to talk to someone or sleep on their decision, right, and then coming back to reapply.
That's me.
And
that's what I do.
Me too. I like to sleep on decisions. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's hard to solve problems that you don't understand. So we're really encouraging credit unions to look at those digital lending user metrics in a strategic fashion. And I think they'll find that there's opportunities to make small tweaks that drive big differences. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff for sure. And even better here, this is something that truly fascinates me, is artificial intelligence and machine learning. So how do they provide lenders as far as taking advantage of the data that they have? This stuff really fascinates me how this works.
Yeah, this is really the next level of sophistication when it comes to data and analytics. And there's great opportunities for artificial intelligence and machine learning. A big area where we're seeing that come into play with credit unions today is around risk assessment. And when it comes to risk assessment, you need artificial intelligence and machine learning. You also need strong risk people, strong in talent, and also strong in will. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is credit unions right now are under immense pressure to be able to ideate and get solutions to the marketplace quickly. That pressure often gets transferred to enterprise risk management roles at credit unions, who kind of are the gatekeepers for green lighting new products or ideas. A lot of those new products and ideas are associated with artificial intelligence and machine learning. And that's allowing some of those risk management professionals to stop losses more proactively, rather than having to be in the business of managing the risks that are inherent to credit union operations. Now, I also want to say artificial intelligence and machine learning are not the silver bullet. They're not going to solve everything. And most of the time, AI and machine learning algorithms are developed by humans, which makes sense, right? So one of the things that we encourage lending professionals to look out for is to carefully monitor for bias in AI and machine learning
algorithms. Oh my gosh, yeah, I've heard about this, yeah.
Humans are themselves biased. And when humans are building these algorithms, sometimes those biases unintentionally make their way into that. So it's important to monitor the day-to-day decision-making and risk assessment occurring with AI and machine learning and make sure that humans stay involved in the process. Two of the most common areas where we're seeing AI and machine learning come into play, the first is alternative underwriting engines. So going beyond just credit score, looking at social media metrics, other data that you can collect from third parties, and using that to inform a go-forward opinion around risk assessment. Mm-hmm. One of the things that really resonates with me as I talk to credit unions about how they're using AI and machine learning is credit score is an evaluation of your historical risk, not necessarily what your risk in the future looks
like.
Machine learning algorithms have proven actually better at predicting go-forward risk. So we're seeing a lot of those applications come into play with underwriting engines. And then the other is in predictive models. So being able to look at your member data, augment that with third-party data, and produce models that will identify things like member churn, what members are likely to cancel, what members are likely to experience financial distress, and how do you get out in front of that member with product and service opportunities that can help them navigate through that. And next best product offers are another really common thing we're seeing in artificial intelligence and machine learning.
Oh my gosh. Ben, when you said this is next level stuff, you weren't kidding. This is really taking it to another level, which is great for credit unions and members as well. So because everybody, that old cliche, everybody wins. So when you have this type of information, the data, and you can predict, oh my gosh, and predict accurately, man, that's a whole new ballgame for sure.
That's right.
Hey, last question before I let you go here. So if credit unions wanted to learn more about Advantage Digital, where should they go? Where can we find out more about you guys?
Great question. So I always encourage credit unions to visit our website. It's advantage.digital. There's no .com or .org, advantage.digital. Or you can always reach out directly to me, Ben Weismer. You can find me on LinkedIn. My email address, ben.weismer@cunamutual.com. I love having conversations with credit unions about this kind of stuff.
Well, perfect. Then we'll put all that information right in the show notes. They can get right to you, Ben.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
All righty. Well, good stuff. All right. Well, thank you so much for this information. I'm fascinated, especially with the AI stuff. That just truly fascinates me, and how, like you said, it just takes it to a whole nother level. And so credit unions are right there on the cusp. So thank you again, Ben, for your time today. And I look forward to the next chat. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, Michael, and thanks for the opportunity to talk a little bit about this subject.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.